Boys and girls, I want you to think about where you live, your home, the home that you live in, and think about the different things that are in the home, and I just want you to think about what they may have in common or what they have in common. For example, there's a cooker or an oven in your house. I'm absolutely sure of that. And of course, your mummy needs the oven to cook the food and to provide for the breakfast and the lunch and the dinner. Now you all have an oven in the home. And then there's the washing machine. And of course, the washing machine, my, it's needed to clean the clothes and to do the washing. And there's the Hoover or the cleaner, and it's needed to get rid of the dust and all the dirt and grime that you bring in with your different football or hockey togs or whatever. There's the television, there's the DVD, there's the computer, there's the printer. And you know, boys and girls, all these things that I've mentioned this morning, they have this in common, that they all need power. They all need power to function and work. When the power goes off, when the electric is cut, my, it may be the most modern television that you have. It may be my high-tech cooker or whatever it is, but if there's no power, then there's no life. No power, no life. They all need power. When you come from the home to the car, my, the car needs power to move from A to B. It may be shining bright, maybe the latest model, may have all the gadgets of the day inside, my, but except there's power coming from the engine to drive it, then it's useless. And one could go on and talk about other things that we have. My, I'm sure that some of you, maybe of you boys and girls, have started to work the mobile phone or the iPad or the laptop. And of course it needs power, because the more you use it, the more the batteries go down. And of course, when they go down, then it doesn't function. It doesn't work. So all these things, they need power. They need man-made power. Man-made power. And you know, boys and girls, when I was thinking about power, I was at a church last Sunday, and they sung a children's hymn. And I said to myself, you know, I'm sure the boys and girls in Lisburn would love to sing that hymn. And we're going to sing it in a moment. But the hymn that they sung was "Dare to Be a Daniel." And when I thought about Daniel, you know, I thought about the power of God. We think about man-made power and solar power and all kinds of power. But my, when you begin to think about the power of God, my, the power of God is far greater and far above all these other types of power that we think about and that we use in everyday life. And my, Daniel experienced the power of God because of his obedience to the Lord and his faithfulness to the Lord. My, he was put in to a den of lions, and the lions were hungry. They hadn't been fed for hours, maybe days. And my, they put him into that den to devour him. You know what it says, boys and girls? It says that God shut the lions' mouths. God had the power to do that. He shut the lion's mouth. And when the king came and cried, "Oh, Daniel, are you still alive?" Daniel was able to answer, "Yes." Because God's power is far greater than man's power or any power that we have here on the earth. You know, we read about the power of the blood. We sing about the power of the blood, the power of the blood of Jesus. And the Bible tells us that it's through the power of that blood that our sins can be cleansed and forgiven. It's only through that power, the power of the precious blood of Jesus, that our sins can be cleansed and washed away. And we think of the power of the Holy Spirit, because when you become a Christian and you turn to Jesus Christ, It's the power of the Holy Spirit living within you that helps you to be the Christian that God wants you to be. So we stand amazed at times at some of the things that man has created and man's power. But boys and girls, when you think about God's power, God has power to do exceeding abundantly above what we could ask or think. My, he had power to shut the lion's mouths. And you know, he had power to save my soul, and he has power to save your soul this morning. And he has power by his Spirit to keep us in this world as we go along from day to day.